Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Chuba, chuba, my baby. Chuba, chuba.
Hello, stranger.
Little Barbara Lewis bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me.
It seems so.
My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm talking about the economy.
Again.
I'm talking about the recovery. I'm talking about the fact that we're still in recovery mode, which is not the same thing as an expansion mode. We're a ways away from an expansion. I don't know how long. I mean, they're talking about, the government's talking about unemployment still being above 9%. At the end of next year, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I don't like talking about these things because it makes me sound like I'm being negative, but I'm not being negative. I'm just laying it out like it is. You and I have to operate in the real world. I operate my business in the real world. You operate yours in the real world. We have to deal with what's out there. We have to play with the cards we're dealt. And we have to make plans for that. And as you're planning for 2011, I want to make sure that you're doing two things. You're differentiating between what's out there in the economy that you have to deal with, and what part of any lack of performance that you may be experiencing is related to the economy. If you're in the housing, if you're anywhere connected to the housing industry, then those are real issues that you have to deal with. But there's another side to this, to what's going on right now, that you also have to check. And that's to make sure that your own execution isn't being masked. Failures are deficiencies in your own ability to execute, your own organization's ability to take your business model to the marketplace. Make sure that you're not masking those inefficiencies, those inabilities. That you're not masking those with some kind of, oh, it's the economy, stupid, kind of a thought. Because that's where you get yourself into trouble. And so whenever, if you don't have enough sales, you know, even notwithstanding what I just got through saying in the last segment about all the headwinds, the emotional, the structural issues, all that sort of thing, identify the areas in your business that you're not happy with: sales, profitability, cash flow, people, gross profit, whatever it might be. Look at the areas that you're not happy with. What would make your business more successful and grow and profitable and safe and not be in danger of collapsing, of failing? What would that take? You might say, okay, I need more sales. Or you might say, I need more gross profit. I need to not spend so much money on some expenses or whatever it might be. And then ask yourself, why have I been telling myself that those things were true? Because 2 years ago, a year ago, a year and a half ago, you would have said, well, we're in a recession. And you might have been right. Today, a year and 3 months after the recession is over, in this recovery cycle, part of the cycle that we're in right now, you might be right, but you also might be wrong. We're in kind of a never never land kind of a stage right now, folks, where you have to ask yourself, you have to be very honest with yourself and say, okay, is the thing that's hurting me right now, is the thing that's holding me back right now, whatever it may be, maybe some little bitty thing, or it may be something huge, is that thing that I'm thinking about, is it that way because of the economy, or is it because we're not executing? And if we picked up our pace a little bit, if we became operated with a little more excellence, if we were better trained or more committed or whatever you think needs to happen, if we had more of that, could we fix this? And if that's the case, then it's not the economy. And so be careful as we transition away from farther and farther away from the recession. closer and closer to the expansion, in this recovery mode. Be careful that when you see something that's not working like you want it, be careful that you attribute the correct solutions, or the correct reasons, I should say, to those. Don't blame it on the economy if it's not the economy. It might be you. And if you think it's the economy, if you look at something and you say, well, it's because of this to do with the economy or that to do with the economy, then ask that twice. Check that twice. Because make sure that it's not something you can fix, because it might be. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.